Paul's lineup came unstuck. He cried like Ian Beale. The host is 1-1. This week, who will rule the wheel? That's right. The game show is back. The host has finally got a win. And it's time to see who will be the next victim of the wheel. Will it be me or will it be our guest? Stay tuned and find out over the next 20 minutes or so.
Hey everyone, Scott Hansen here from NFL Red Zone. I hope you're checking out 1 hour of 5 Yard Rush, one of the best podcasts on NFL football in the UK.
Rush Nation, we're back with the game show. It's here, it's Wednesday night. It's time to have a little bit of fun right before the carnage of week four is about to happen. I have an awesome person joining me today to go through this, and someone who has been a supporter of our work, and we've been a supporter of his, so it's good to have him on. Before I do that, let's just remind you that this show is brought to you by Manscaped. If you enjoy looking after yourself in terms of below-the-waist grooming, you like to have a nice clean cut, and you like to look presentable down there, they're the Tom Brady of ball trimmers. The Lawnmower 4.0 with GOAT technology is here. It really is an excellent tool. It's a fantastic bit of kit with the light, with the ability to make sure that you're not cutting yourself and you won't cut yourself with the Lawnmower 4.0, not to mention excellent boxers, creams and foot deodorizers and things like that. Lots of excellent products there on the Manscaped website. Go check them out, manscaped.com. Use the code 5YARD, get 20% off plus free shipping. That is the code 5YARD for 20% off and free shipping. As I mentioned, great guest here today. I've got Callum, who's otherwise known as Brit's Guide to the NFL, with me. Callum, good to have you on board. Tell everyone who's listening at home or watching at home a little bit about yourself.
So, I'm Callum. I co-host a podcast about the NFL with my friend Greg, who I met at university last year. And we basically decided to start up an NFL podcast just to try and vent our frustrations about our own team. He's a Bills fan, I'm an Eagles fan, so yeah, plenty of stuff on there. You know, we've had a few guests in terms of fantasy football writers and stuff like that, so yeah, really enjoying what we're doing at the minute.
Yeah, you had one of our college writers on as well, yeah, Jordan, on a few weeks ago, which was good to see. And just tell everyone a little bit about what your podcast actually covers off, so people can find it and download and subscribe.
Yeah, so I mean, every sort of Tuesday or Wednesday, we do like a preview and prediction show, and then we've just started doing on Sundays like a kind of live show where we basically watch the games, watch Red Zone, and kind of take a bit more a chilled approach to watching NFL and try and get more guests involved. And we're enjoying that.
Awesome! It's good to know. And where can they find the podcast?
So it's just at Brit's Guide NFL on Twitter, and we're on Spotify and all other major podcast providers.
Good. Go check it out. Good podcast. Nice to see more Brits getting involved. If you're watching this on the live stream, you probably don't need me to explain who Callum is a fan of, because there's plenty of green everywhere. But for those who are listening to this in audio form, I do encourage you to check out the YouTube stream and watches all the Twitter stream, just because you get to see the wheel in action. It adds a little bit more drama, but the audio version is also absolutely fine as well. Callum is an Eagles fan. How did you pick the Eagles, Callum?
So I was sort of watching the NFL for a few years just casually, and then I sort of decided, right, I'm gonna have to try and pick a team now. So I kind of went over to try and find any British players playing in the NFL just to try and tag along to their story. And I came across Jay Ajayi, the running back, followed his progress through college. And then he ended up getting drafted by the Dolphins and traded to the Eagles. I'd obviously heard about Philly being quite a passionate sports city, and just jumped aboard the Eagles' journey that season. Luckily, they ended up winning the Super Bowl that season. So ever since, I've stuck with them, yeah.
Well, yeah, I suppose if you're going to jump on a bandwagon and watch a win a Super Bowl year one, I suppose you might as well enjoy that. And it's not been the most fun since, but plenty of draft picks next year. So chance for the franchise to turn around. And I don't think they've been too bad this year. I know Monday Night Football wasn't pretty, but You know, did well week one against Atlanta. Week two, tough game, close against the 49ers. And then obviously against Dallas, it wasn't the result anybody except Dallas fans wanted. So, but plenty of time in the season. Jalen Hurts looks good. Devonta Smith looks like a real talent. It's going to be an interesting season, I think it's fair to say. I don't think Eagles fans would have come into this, unless I'm completely mistaken, and thought they were going to make a strong challenge at the division. But at the same point, you knew you'd kind of be there or thereabouts, and I think that's probably where you are, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Like the Eagles fans that I talk of, there was no real, like you said, there's no real hope for any playoffs contention or anything like that. I think it's just about sort of seeing the development this year with a new coaching staff, new quarterback, and see how it goes leading to next year. Like we said, we could have three potential first-round picks next year, so that could be interesting.
Absolutely. And, hopefully that'll be the way it goes and we get to see the Eagles develop. As we now get into the game itself, if you're new to the 5-Yard Game Show, welcome. Glad you're here. If you're returning and want to be on the game show, you know, you can get in touch with me at Murph_NFL and check. Just send me a DM and we'll get you on like Callum did. Really, in terms of how this is put together, we're going to play a head-to-head contest. It's completely free on DraftKings. As I mentioned at the top of the show, I am 1-1. We didn't do a show week two. A few things happened. We guess my work and it all kind of got a bit haywire, some health things in there. So kind of everything went a bit haywire. But lost in week one to Simo the Commish. Won unexpectedly in week three against Paul, who had the run of the wheel. And let's just say my streamers really pulled it out of the bag. And I say my streamers, that's how my team is put together. It is put together with basically players from the waiver wire and stream articles that I use to build my stream model. So under 30% owned. And then I supplement those with additional picks who aren't in either the top 12 or top 24 at their position. So I have to have a running back that is 13 onwards. And I have to have a wide receiver who's 13 onwards. And then one that's 25 and onwards in terms of price on DraftKings. So I can't stack my team with a load of stud picks. I have to use what I've got. And then the only time I get to really add someone of quality is through the spin of the wheel at the end of the show for my flex. Callum, on the other hand, could have complete free reign here and get his absolute share of absolutely everyone he wants and can build his best lineup. However, what is going to stop him from doing that is the wheel. The wheel here has 9 fumbles, 9 first downs, and 9 questions on it for the 9 spots that are on DraftKings. Now, with DraftKings, there is a $50,000 salary cap that you have to stay under at all times. With regards to the questions, if you answer the question correctly, you get a first down. First down means you get to pick anybody you want, Callum. If you get a fumble, that means you have to pick a player that's within a certain price range, or there's basically a ceiling as to how high you can go. Basically leaves you with like a flex or worse kind of option at that position. Is that all clear, all understood?
Yeah, it's good. I'm looking forward to it.
Good. So this should be a lot of fun. We're going to spin the wheel now, and we go by the order of DraftKings position. So this is for your quarterback, and you will be facing a question right off the bat. So a little bit of pressure here up front for you, Callum.
Throwing but, straight into the deep end here.
Yeah. How is your fantasy football knowledge, would you say?
Well, I've only been playing fantasy for sort of about a year, so yeah.
We'll see how we get on. First question is about the franchise quarterback, Jalen Hurts. And what is Jalen Hurts' ADP in terms of position of QB off the board in drafts on sleeper.app this year? Was he QB 10, QB 11, or QB 12?
The optimist in me wants to say 10. I'm going to go 11.
He was actually the 12th QB drafted off the board. So at least both options you would have gone with were correct. That is no real consolation for you, unfortunately. It does mean that you have to pick a quarterback that is priced under 5,400. So to give you an idea on that pricing, under 5,400, you're looking at on DraftKings, Tyrod Taylor is on IR, Andy Dalton, Jared Goff, Justin Fields, Nick Foles, Jacoby Brissett, Zach Wilson, Davis Mills, Taysom Hill. Who are you going to start at quarterback this week?
Yeah, not many great. I'm going to go Justin Fields.
Justin Fields. So for the second week in a row, I'm going to be playing Justin Fields. That didn't work out very well for Paul last week, as he will tell you. But having said that, that is for me probably the best option on the board. I think it would have been him or Jared Goff, both at 5,200. It's going to help your cap as you go along. So if you get a few first downs here, you will be able to make it up over time. So no panic stations just yet. We go back to the wheel. And it's a pretty much a disaster start, not going to lie. It is a fumble. So it's okay. Again, plenty of time to bring this back, but this is going to be a challenge to overcome for sure. We're looking at running backs that are under $4,900. So to give you, again, the idea of that, Devin Singletary, Jeremy McNichols, Mark Ingram, Royce Freeman, Latavius Murray, Ty Johnson, David Johnson, Michael Carter, Damian Williams, Tevin Coleman, Philip Lindsay. Philly favorite, Kenneth Gainwell, is there?
Yeah. I'm going to go with Greg's boy. I'm going to go with Devin Singletary.
Devin Singletary it is. So Devin Singletary is, remind me, what is he, 4,900?
4,800.
4,800. That's right. Okay. Again, not probably worried about the cap at this stage. You've spent 10 grand if you're 50, but there is only 7 slots remaining. So not a bad shout. Okay. Spin the wheel. Second running back position. You need this to be a first down, that's for sure, to help you get back into the game. You might get a question.
Oh no.
Okay, this I'm not gonna lie, and it is a short history of the game show, this is the worst start we've ever seen. but again, I'm trying to be optimistic for you, Callum, and hope that things do turn around, but you have to pick another running back under 4,900. So again, you're looking at Mark Ingram, Latavius Murray, Michael Carter, David Johnson. Said Latavius Murray. I'll be honest, they're probably the only guys I'm considering.
Yeah.
Maybe AJ Dillon on the hopes that on the hopes that, well, not the hopes, but that Aaron Jones somehow sits in the game for whatever reason.
This is a bad start. I'll go with Mark Ingram, I think.
I think that is probably the best choice. That is what I would have done, I'll be honest with you, if I was looking at this, because he is the kind of, he is the man that carries the ball there. And think he of any of those Houston running backs, he's the one that can do something and might get some goal line carries. And they have a slightly easier fixture this week than they have, although they do have Buffalo. I say easier. I mean easy in the sense of they do sometimes give up some rushing touchdowns. So that's kind of what I meant by that. So we'll see what happens. You're going to need a lot of help here at wide receiver. This is where you can garner some points back. Or not. this is unprecedented, to say the least. Now, fumbles do come off the board, so they do. There are less of them. There's a lot less of them, so you're statistically just quite unlucky at this stage. Wide receivers under 4,500. So, we're looking at Khalif Raymond for Detroit, Mecole Hardman, Marquise Callaway, Rashad Higgins, Russell Gage, MVS, Darius Slayton, Zacchaeus of Atlanta, James Washington, Quintus Cephas, Terrence Marshall Jr.
I kind of like Terrence Marshall, but I can't believe I'm
going to... I'm going to offer some guidance because of the fact you've been absolutely hammered here. I'd be looking at an upside play. So I look at what you've got there, and I think Marquise Callaway against the Giants, given the fact there's no other targets, if Jameis is allowed to throw the ball, you could see him potentially having a good day. Mecole Hardman against your Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles have got one of the best defenses in football right now.
Yeah. I'll go with Callaway.
I would say probably Callaway for 4,300 is probably the way to go.
Yeah. I mean, I think this wheel's definitely a Cowboys fan or a Giants fan. It's just trying to shatter me.
It really is. It's not been kind. And I really am hoping it starts to turn around a little bit for you now. I don't want to win this way. Well, okay, here we go. So now we're on the recovery. So it's going to start recovering now. It's because you called the wheel out. That's what it was. You get a first down. So you get to pick whoever you want. You're not going to have any cap issues, it looks like. So you're up to 19 grand. So you have 31,000 from your remaining five players, which one of them is a DST. So you can get whoever you want. Most expensive this week is Tyreek Hill against your Eagles at 8 grand. Devontae Adams against Pittsburgh, 7-9. Cooper Kupp against Arizona, 7-8. DeAndre Hopkins in the reverse of that, 7-7. Stephon Diggs, 7-6.
I kind of like the Diggs matchup against Houston's terrible defense, so I'll go with Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, love that. I think, swing for the fences, my friend. I think you've got to here. I think you're spot on with that pick. I don't think it'd be easy to say Hill or someone else, but actually I think it was him. There's another one of those I would consider, but you might get him now if the wheel starts to repay some faith a little bit. And this is close. No, I think you're okay.
There we go.
There's another first down. Here we go. So the recovery's on now. So no Diggs, obviously, but you can have Hill, Adams, Kupp, Hopkins, Jefferson, Metcalf, Lockett, Ridley, McLaurin, Thielen, CeeDee Lamb.
I can't believe I'm doing this. I'll go Tyreek Hill.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you want to win that you are going against your own team? Love it. Yeah. It's such a baller move. Tyreek Hill it is. So Tyreek Hill is in. We now move to tight end. Now, I'll be honest with you, this is where if you do get a first down, this is an area you can get a significant advantage on me here. It looks like it's a question, so you are going to have to you're going to have to play for it here. So let's have a look at this one. This one's going to be about first round wide receiver Devontae Smith. So Devonta Smith's wide receiver ADP on Sleeper at 0.5 point scoring PPR. Was he the 33rd wide receiver off the board, 35th wide receiver off the board, or the 37th wide receiver off the board?
Gonna go 33.
It was 35th. He's 35th wide receiver off the board. A tough question because obviously he was going around that range, but he was right bang in the middle. 30 wide receiver 35. He was going off at Sleeper. It looks like he's going to return that price as well this season, given the start he's had, and he will only continue to get better. So it does mean you're going to have to pick in the doldrums here with the DST. With the tight end. What do we set the price figure at? 3,700. More bad news for you here is that my tight end is also priced under this figure, which is who you can't have, which is Dawson Knox. So you can pick Philadelphia Eagles, Zach Ertz, Tyler Conklin, Dalton Schultz, Eric Ebron, Blake Jarwin, Gerald Everett, Anthony Firkser, who is questionable, David Njoku, Pratt Freiermuth, Cole Kmet, Evan Ingram, Max Williams.
I think I'll go with... It's between... between Schultz and Everett, I think, for me. I'll go with Schultz. I can't believe Dawson I just backed Schultz. A Cowboy.
Yeah, wow. You really have gone against all morals. I cannot wait to send this tape to your co-host. he will give you some stick for quite a while, I imagine. And rightfully so, because you couldn't... Well, to be honest, I'm with you, Callum. I just want to win, and that comes over fandom and everything. I take the emotion out of it, so I'm with you. This is... Honestly, this is the most important spin now, because this is your flex. Fumble here. There's less fumbles than anything else on the wheel right now. We'll put you in a bit of trouble. Questions might get your luck changed. Get the question right. You can even this match up quite a bit. Or first down will obviously help. Is going to be a question. How much do you love Philadelphia Eagles tight ends?
I like them, yeah. Yeah?
Yeah? A lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is going to backfire.
I want to know, in 2020, how many Eagles tight ends registered more than 0 half PPR points? Was it 2, 3, or 4?
Obviously, we do quite like to use tight ends, and there is quite a few guys in the rotation. I'm going to go with 2.
No, it wasn't, because Ertz was injured. So Richard Rodgers came in. And on top of Richard Rodgers, there was obviously Dallas Goedert and Zach Ertz, who the two most common people would have known. But you also had Jason Kroon, who scored a mighty 6.8 PPR points in 2020 to make it 4 Eagles tight end with points. So it is a fumble. Now, because it is the flex position, you can choose either a running back under 4,900, a wide receiver under 4,500, or a tight end under 3,700. Given the options, and there's a bit of friendly advice here, I think you're better off picking a wide receiver here, because I just think there's better options here in terms of, you've picked Callaway, but you've got Mecole Hardman, Russell Gage, if he's fit, Zaccheaus, Quinton Cephas is going to get a lot of volume. Terrence Marshall Jr., someone you mentioned. Whereas I think at running back, you're looking at that situation thinking, I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
Else.
What was the price range again, sir?
4,900 under 4,900, so 48 and below. So that gives you, and you've already picked Singletary and Ingram. Yeah. So that would give you like Royce Freeman, Latavius Murray, Michael Carter against Tennessee might be the only one at running back I would even contemplate.
What was the one for wide receiver?
Under 4,500, so 44 and below. So that gives you, Mecole Hardman. I wouldn't touch Rashad Higgins, but Quintus Cephas, volume wise. Terrence Marshall Jr. is getting more work every week. Van Jefferson is in there. DeSean Jackson with that long touchdown last week, he is in there. Anthony Miller did well with Davis Mills last week. So I think you've got more options for me at wide receiver. Tight end, I mean, you mentioned Everett. Everett might be someone you might want to consider as well.
I think I'm just going to go for upside and go with Terrence Marshall.
Yeah. I think that's smart play. What's his price again?
4,000.
Yeah, we're not really worried about budgets at this stage. No. You're not going to bust over here on your DST. So, okay. So we do have the DST to spin in. And let's see how this one works out for you. just to compound the misery even further, it is a fumble. So, like we should have expected anything else, right? It's a good thing this is just for fun. Under 2,600. So you can have your pick of the Cowboys, the Vikings, the Seahawks, the Falcons, the Lions, the Eagles, the Texans, or the Jets?
I will go with... I'm going to go with the Vikings.
Okay. So the Vikings... The Vikings it is. So that concludes your team. So just let's recap it here. You have Justin Fields, Devin Singletary, Mark Ingram, Marcus Callaway, Stephon Diggs, Tyreek Hill, Dalton Schultz, Terrence Marshall Jr., and the Vikings. I'm sure if we submitted this to someone at DraftKings, they would probably reckon that you entered this under some form of duress, or you picked it or you picked it completely blind, or you have absolutely no idea what fantasy football is. Luckily, we have this videotape as proof that this wheel was, dare I say it, extremely unkind to you. It definitely had it out for you. I think we're going to have to start calling this wheel Jerry because of how mean it was to you, especially as an Eagles fan. So it's not completely over yet. We do have to look at my team. I'm going to bring this up now. And I'm not going to lie, Cal, I feel pretty confident this week. I felt like I was going to get hammered last week. And it's not, never anything's a done deal. That's one thing we've got to understand with the wheel. And with fantasy football, is I gave myself maybe a 10%, 20% chance of best of winning last week. And I won comfortably by 60 points. Paul is going to hate me for mentioning that over and over again. But it was quite a surprise. So I'm going to share my team now. It should be up on the screen here. I have Sam Darnold at quarterback, Chris Carson at my first running back spot. I have Chuba Hubbard at my second running back spot. And I've gone with a Panthers stack this week. DJ Moore, Michael Pittman Jr., Emmanuel Sanders, Dawson Knox. So a little Bills mini stack there as well. My flex is to be spun in, but I'm hopeful. I had to save the lineup with someone in it. I want Nick Chubb. That's what I want, but we'll see what happens, what the wheel says. But my flex is yet to be actually determined. The Titans DST is my DST this week. My pick of the week was the Bengals. They're not playing on the main slate on Sunday. Therefore, I can't have the Bengals because they're playing Thursday night football. So I had to pick my backup choice on the podcast, which was the Titans. So I now get to spin the wheel and open up my week 4. Now, I'm in a position I've never been in before on the game show, and appreciate it's only 3 episodes in, so I shouldn't really be talking about this like it's a momentous occasion, but I might never be in this position again either, in the sense of I actually have not cap issues, but I can't select the top players because my cap is a little bit stretched. So typically I would take the top 24 priced players. I'm priced out at the top 11. So I put Cooks in at the very bottom and made it 25. So there was at least more names and made it a little bit harder on the wheel here. So I can get any one of these 14 players. They all fit under cap. I told you I want Nick Chubb, but there's Justin Jefferson, DK Metcalf, Lockett, Chubb, Ridley, McLaurin, Thielen, Najee Harris, CeeDee Lamb, Saquon Barkley, Mattison, Elliott, Samuel, or Cooks. I basically want anyone but Alexander Mattison because I'm not 100% convinced that Cook is going to be out. I'm going to get Najee Harris. I'm fine with that. It's not what I wanted. But at the same token, given the situation you're in, I can't moan that I've been given Najee Harris at all. What are your thoughts, Callum, on your team and who you'll be facing this week?
I think the question has definitely let me down. Bit of bad luck on the fumbles. Kind of realized that I misread the question about the tight ends when I thought it was which ones haven't registered more than 0 points, but there we go. Maybe someone finally punishing me for being an Eagles fan.
Well, I think you got rightfully punished for having a Super Bowl in your first year. I'm sure you'll still take it with a Philly special, etc. This has been a hoot. Maybe not for you. It certainly has for me. I've enjoyed it immensely. Obviously the contest will run over the weekend. I'll update Twitter on Monday, but we will see what happens. You never know. Like I said, I felt very the wheel was extremely kind to Paul last week, and Paul was unfortunately defeated. We'll see what happens. You just never know. But be optimistic.
I'm always optimistic, yeah.
Love it. Well, that's fine. But Callum, it's been great having you on. I really appreciate it, just having some time to talk to you. It's been a lot of fun. Just remind everyone where they can listen to the podcast again.
So head over to our Twitter at BritSky.NFL, BritSky to the NFL on Spotify, and anywhere else you listen to your podcasts.
Yeah, definitely. And, do feel free to hit up Callum and offer him some commiserations or, I don't know, maybe some raw optimism, anything really. Even just send him some Rocky emojis. You know, Rocky was an underdog, and maybe he needs some Rocky gifts and emojis sent his way to give him some spur and support. So, Eagles fans, get behind your boy. You never know what might happen. Rush Nation, this has been a lot of fun. Another great episode of the game show is in the books. I look to go 2-1 this week. If I do win, Callum will go home with the wooden spoon. If I do lose and Callum does somehow defy the odds and becomes triumphant, he will go home, not with the spoon, but instead a place in our grand final week 17 and join Simo the Commish. But until another game show, like I said, feel free to get in touch via my DMs and ask to be on the show. I've got a couple of people lined up, but there's still some spaces, so do hit me up. Do check out manscaped.com with the code 5yard and make sure you check that out. But until we spin the wheel again, don't forget, Rush Nation, keep rushing.